Last time we met together, we talked about creating our purpose and our mission statement. And I just wanted to see how you ended up doing with that and getting some feedback.
Well, we haven't really worked on the purpose. We've been working a little bit. I know, sorry, we've been having some staff issues. We've been had two staff members sick, so we've been a little short-handed. So it's been a little crazy for us. But we're hoping
what
to
we've had,
be
rather,
better.
We have one staff member out. We have another one that's had a traumatic family event. So we have two of our assistants have not been with us for a few weeks, 3 to 4 weeks at least. So we've really been in a different position where the two ladies that you're looking at on the screen are covering for the whole office. So that's where we're at right now. So like I said, we're all implementing everything and comfortable with it, and we've had some really great success. I think so far, everybody's bringing in a lot more funds. We had a great couple weeks of bringing in assets with our existing clients that are in the Supernova program. So I think everything's going well, and I think Chris and Robin and Alex are all doing a great job bringing in assets. We're kind of having like a banner year, from where we've been at, and I'm really proud of everybody. It's kind of working. It's very difficult. This last month has been very taxing on everyone. But I think they've done a great job.
Okay. So we're going to postpone that activity. Do you want to postpone it indefinitely, or do you want to try and get it done this month, or how would you like me to help you?
Hey, Rob and I have been working on it. Do you see if he's trying to get into the meeting? He texted me again that he can't get in. And we've been working on a mission and purpose statement.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see him.
Oh, yeah, he says host is in another meeting is the message he's getting.
Yeah, we don't have another meeting going on.
Yeah, I actually got that when I first tried to get in, and then I got in after a couple minutes.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on.
There was another meeting. It said end your other meeting, and I ended it. For some reason, it didn't get,
Yeah. Tell them to end it and then go back in again. That's what I had to do. I had to go back in again.
Okay.
Tell them just to end it and then just go back in. This should be the only meeting at this time, and therefore I should be able to get on.
Like totally get out of it and then go back in. Click on the link from the email. That should work.
Yeah.
No, we should definitely work on our purpose, because that's part of our team website. So we don't want to put that. Maybe next time we can talk about it more.
Okay.
We're working with that.
Actually, Reen did a mission statement for us. And she wrote it down for Jagbeer, for our website, for our team website. And,
okay, we're actually
in the process of getting the picture approved of the team to be used on a website. And I have the billboard reserved to put a team billboard, Rob, on the main interstate about a mile from our office, about 2 miles from our office. So we'll have it for the longest time,
and
I put it back. Were you looking for it?
Yeah, I just put it away because it was on my desk, because it was sitting here for 2 weeks, and I was like, I'm going to put this away. And now I don't know where I put it. Surprise, surprise. Lily, if you're only here to find it, I don't know where it is. I'll find it. But go ahead. What else you got?
Well, the two things I'd like is I mean, I'd like a purpose statement, which is a single sentence. You know, what are we really trying to do as a team in terms of changing the world, right? What would it be like if we weren't here? And then your mission statement is a little more comprehensive, something that you would share with the world. It can be a couple of sentences, or it can be just one sentence. And then a vision statement is, where do we want to be 5 years from now? That's the final step. And then those are all dynamic. Okay, they can change over time. They can be something that you use all the time. The vision statement helps you to articulate to your own team where we're going and why we're going there. One of the things great we look for in leadership, in great leaders, is a clear vision of where we're going and why we're going there. And then how we're going to get there. And then roles and responsibilities for getting there. So then we break it down into the different roles on the team, besides the role of being a financial advisor, the role of being director of planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And what I like for teams to do is to report in on each of their successes in their role and responsibility as a director of planning. So what are we doing? How are we doing it? Are we on track? So it's the 5-year vision of where we're going to be, and then back it out to the 1-year vision. You know, what do we have to do this year to reach that 5-year goal? So you back it down, right? From 5 years to 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. And now what do we need to do this quarter, this month, this week? And then what I want you to do is just report in on how you're doing versus that plan. So remember, I think in week 3, we talked about the gap analysis. So you can go back and look at roles and responsibilities, which we took on in week 3. And now we're going to, we did a gap. There's a gap analysis there, which we probably didn't do because we were busy segmenting, but that's where it is. And that gap analysis is, where are we now versus where do we want to be? And you, as a director of planning, will say, okay, we need to have our goal is 100% of people having a plan and have those plans finalized. We're at, you know, with 70% of our clients have a plan, but only 20% are finalized. So you know, my goal is to do this and this, and that's what we're going to be accomplishing in the next month.
Okay.
So anyway, what that does is it gives you structure and process for all the things that you need to do as a team. Planning, implementing the plan. That includes a 24-month calendar, brand management, which includes Supernova and operations, marketing, which includes what you're doing in terms of growing the practice, in terms of taking initiatives, and then there it is. Beautiful.
Okay, great.
And then leadership is having everybody have a clear sense of what they're doing, and then accountability for that achievement. Okay, so what I would suggest would be to either go through that now, or just go through roles and responsibilities and make sure everybody is clear on what they are. And who's doing what. And then next month you report in based on roles and responsibilities. Okay. Director of planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership.
The problem, Rob, right now is with where we're spaced out, and Rob and Chris's assistant is out on leave. One of our other assistants has been out for a while sick. It's the two assistants trying to handle it. The other two assistants are basically the ones that were working on a lot of things with Supernova for Rob and Chris, their assistant. She's been out for about 3 weeks, could be out for an extended period of time. And Patrice was out, my assistant, for probably 3 or 4 weeks. She just got back and she's out this week on vacation. So we've had that period of time where we're like trying to delegate those roles and get things going. Like the past month has almost been a wash for everybody involved in the office because the other two have been swamped. And we've been trying to play catch up with the other two assistants. And so I think we know we want to implement this. I know Rob and Chris are fully on board, and with what we've been doing with the Supernova with our own team, with Sandrine and I focusing on the calls, we've been really making the contacts. We haven't been doing the Zooms, like the Zoom meetings. I refreshed that today. Like with the screen sharing, I just wanted to see, is anybody doing personal meetings now with Zoom and sharing the screen and showing the clients the account statements or showing their accounts online to anyone? Rob? As I see Chris and
no, we haven't been. Doing? We haven't been doing any Zoom now.
Okay. I know we can look to implement that. I was on with our complex assistant manager before our meeting here about what we can do and how we can implement the things and go forward. Underlining this, Rob, we're trying to Alex Morrow, Gary Guzzi, who hasn't been on the calls for I guess forever, and my daughter Sandrine and myself have a team process that we formed, and we're looking to do some team advertising. We're getting a team website up and going, so we're trying to move on. Everybody, they kind of have their practice. We're trying to see how we can work together, to advertise and promote the business. And internally, sharing some ideas. Gary's doing some estate planning. So we're trying to implement some things and try to help each other with things that we haven't been using before. So we're trying to go in that step, but with the staff being shorthanded, we've kind of just been trying to just keep everything we can afloat because we really haven't had the last month has been like a race for the two girls to get everything done for all the brokers. That's the situation we're in.
Life shows up, right? And all of a sudden, it's chaos. But what we want to do is try and through this relationship is try and have some accountability to a process that'll be good for you in the long run. So, for example, the 24-month calendar is something that an FA would run. That has nothing to do with the support staff. So that director of implementation can do that and should do that regardless of whether there's anybody else. So what are we going to do for the next 2 months? Do we have that organized? And that will increase everybody's productivity if we're focused. And don't focus on something you don't want to focus on. Focus on things that are important to you. You'll just get everybody engaged in that process. And Mike, if it's only you, that's all that matters, right? I mean, who cares? I mean, yeah, everybody should be doing it, but if everybody else is on vacation, then you're still working. So it should be, somebody can be doing things other than just calling clients, like you are. I mean, you're marketing. You're getting your, you're getting your website up, et cetera, et cetera. Let me just bring me up to date. Have you guys engaged with the virtual engagement associates?
Yes.
Yeah, Rob and I have been using one since the spring, and it's going well. we've gotten a lot of feedback. It's helped us acquire assets, so it's been well worth it.
Yeah, so that's going on, right? That's not interrupting. Yeah. So that's a nice marketing initiative. It's a nice organization structure process marketing initiative. And so that, you know, that's, I'd say you should be very proud of that. You were early on. And as I, my notes tell me that that's still going on. Well, good. Okay. So, and that will help you with your, and that's everybody, right? Everybody on the call, right?
That's just myself and Rob that are using that.
Okay, right, Mike. Now.
I don't think you are you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Jagbeer signed up for the scheme.
Oh, good.
And that's what he's implementing now. So we have a team website. We're using Google AdWords for myself and for Sandrine. And then we also are using that for our team. But we're doing, the team website is about to be implemented. We had to go through, get the, everything approved. They're working on the website. Like Sandrine spoke with Lily this morning about getting her photo out to Jagbeer so we can get the team website up and running. And so we're comfortable with that. And we're trying to, look at other things that we can do, you know, with the team concept. And so we're getting started. And I think it's good. We've been working on it since last October. We actually had formed the team, but it took that long to get everybody to the table to get a website and actually get a team concept, and we're moving forward with it. So we're making some good progress, and we're happy.
So, you know, congratulations, right? The competition down the street isn't doing
work.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah, don't minimize the work you're doing. You know, that's terrific. The idea is, look, think about it. What are we going to be when we come out of this coronavirus? What will we have accomplished during this period? And you guys will have accomplished a lot. You'll have adopted, you've virtually done a complete makeover of your practice in terms of getting organized, using Supernova process, structure, the use of the internet marketing. So you should be very proud of yourself. I think one of the things to do is to just get yourself organized in terms of these roles and responsibilities, so that you can present yourselves to the market in a really structured way. Right. So when you introduce yourself to a center of influence, a CPA, an attorney, you're not just a bunch of brokers. You're a team of financial advisors and consultants specializing in this area. And you have this team structure. And here's our director of planning. And this is what they do. And this is how we hold ourselves accountable to it. This is our director of implementation. This is our investment process. This is how we do it. We've consolidated it. We've supernovaed the process. We've brought it down. We have our 24-month calendar. This is our director of brand management, who's in charge of the supernova process and has created this model that is really created a concierge practice delivering a superior client experience. 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution to problems. And here's our director of marketing. And the director of marketing has been, these are in the initiatives. And this is why, you know, this is how we're becoming known and trusted in our community. And we've reworked our website. We've done this. We've done that. This is our mission statement. This is our vision of where we're going to be. And then I'm the director of leadership. And this is my role and responsibility in terms of keeping the other directors on task, holding our team accountable to our goals and vision of where we're going to be in the future, and motivating the team to stay with the plan. And that is a heck of a presentation to make to a center of influence or to a high net worth client, rather than just saying, you know, we are we're a great team and you love us and things will be great. It's much more structure and process, and it leverages everybody in the team. And frankly, most of those things can be done without any sales assistance. Okay. I mean, that's just FA responsibility, right? The super, if the supernova process is going on and you're actually calling clients and having good success with that, that's the CA responsibility. The planning, that's an FA responsibility. The money management, that's an FA responsibility. The 24-month calendar, that's an FA responsibility. The marketing, that's an FA responsibility. The leadership, that's an FA responsibility. So I don't see that that you can't run your practice like you are very successfully, including these roles and responsibilities, because you're frankly doing them anyway. It's just getting everybody to know what they're supposed to be doing and holding them accountable rather than just one person saying, okay, this is who we are and this is what we do. All right. So I think, and it works. I've got teams now that are really doing, people say to me all the time, what are your best teams doing during the coronavirus? And I say they're not doing anything different. They're just really organized. So I would just say that you just have to make one click over, which is get everybody to know what they're supposed to be doing and then report in and you'll be there. You'll be one of the best teams because you're doing everything. What aren't you doing? I mean, truth, right? I think you're doing everything. You're not telling me you're doing everything. So give yourselves credit. You're doing great. But next time, just be ready for me. That's all. You know, just because if you're ready for me, you're ready for your boss, you're ready for your centers of influence, you're ready for everybody. Do you see that, Mike?
I think we're doing, like, we're bringing in more assets than we have ever. Like, just even the past week, we've had, like, a great week. I think everything's hitting on all cylinders. What I'm looking at, I wasn't in last week's meeting because I wasn't here. I had our last month's meeting, whenever it was. I know the last meeting, I was away. I had a presentation I had to make. Yeah. So I was not at it. So I missed that. And then everybody was so swamped that, honestly, we weren't even brought up to speed on what the meeting was about. And that's, you know, all of our faults because, you know, they had so much going. And we had a lady whose husband, one of our assistants' husband was killed, was injured in an accident and recently passed away. So we were going through that. So that's what the whole office is dealing with. And, you know, trying to, and that's Robin, Chris's assistant's husband. So it's been a very tumultuous period of time where everybody's trying to, you know, worrying about her, and then the other one of our other assistants was out on leave and for other illnesses. It's just been not stressed up, but the brokers on the main part, like you said, have just been hitting. And the assistants that were working and our operations manager Barb picked up the slack. I mean, there's two assistants working for six brokers and, you know, $10 million of revenue, or $8 million, $9 million of revenue, whatever we have. So right. It's been kind of chaotic for everyone. And I really think they've done a great job. And then in the meantime, we're trying to work through the team thing from afar because we're social distancing. So we're not seeing each other. And, so I'm very proud of what they've done. You know, Rob and Chris are both from Jersey. So they've been doing their thing from home. Loreen, Lacey, and Patrice and Cindy have all been working remotely. Barb, the operations manager in our office, also covers other offices. So she's here in the morning and then drives 30 minutes for the afternoon shift at another office, which is crazy. So everybody's getting pulled five ways, you know, from Friday. And I just think they've all done a good job. And, you know, I'm speaking for, like, what my daughter, I look at it, we have the supernova calls set up, and the people that we don't, we have the other calls. My calendar is full. I know everybody else's are. And the best thing I look at is the contacts. And last week when I look at this, my daughter's been in the business with me for years, and she said she had 40 contacts in a day. You know, she reached out, and we have a lot of clients, smaller clients, but we're really getting the touches with them, you know, being the contacts. And those contacts just pay off handsomely. And I think that's the key. It's always been the key to our success, but by duplicating my... So duplicating myself, I think it's become an excellent, you know, it's worked out greatly. I think the way that everybody's focusing on it, and Rob and Chris are focusing on Supernova as well, and everybody's doing their part to do their thing, we're going to be fine. And I apologize for the last month, but it was strictly things that were out of our control. But we, you know, we like the program. I think I know Rob and Chris have been in the forefront. I know I know Sandrine and I are using it. I know that Alex and Gary aren't really, they're still doing their contacts. They're not focusing on the program, you know, on every aspect of it. But I think they see the benefits of it. And I, you know, over time, there's something good in every meeting, but we just have to pick that out. And I appreciate what you've done for us.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, what you guys are doing, and the chaos of tragedy is just horrible, and sad, and it kind of throws everybody for a loop. It's up to you how you, this is your consultant, right? I work for you. So you tell me what you want and I'll do it. You know, I can just show up and say, how you doing? And that's great. Or I can hold you accountable to a certain structure or not. I mean, it's up to you guys. So
I think you give us what you plan, like what you've worked with other teams. We want to follow the process. We've only been doing it since this spring. Okay. Right. We started in January. So we've only been through it. We understand what we have to do. And I think we just keep working through it. And give us what we need to do with it. We have the mission statement. The purpose statement is something we can work on. I can have Sandrine, Alex, Gary, and myself can work on our purpose statement. And I know I have one. You know, we look at that. And I don't know, Rob and Chris, did you have yours done?
We've got a draft done, yeah, on the purpose and the mission statement, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we work on that between now and next month?
Do you have any examples, Rob?
Yep.
Do you have any examples of purpose statements?
Yeah, if you go into the where's the best way to look at those? Let me have Cindy send you, I'm trying to think of where I wrote, what chapter it is. It's in my book, The Supernova Multiplier. It's also,
I got the book.
It's in the workbook, but I can't tell you where exactly. Let me have Cindy send that to you so you don't have to search all over the place. We did a lot of work on this to make it as simple as possible, but it's one of those things that you know, if I could be there, we could go through an exercise and get it done in a couple hours. The problem is, you know, I'm here and you're there and I'm asking you to do it without any real structure.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta the best way to do it, the simplest way to do it is to everybody put down their values, which you probably already did. You put down all your values, your top five values, and then you put a composite of those values for everybody on the team. So you put down yours, Chris, you know, everybody puts down their values, and then And then you see which ones you have in common. What are the ones that are the most important for the overall group? And then use those values in your purpose and your mission statement. More in the mission statement than the purpose statement can be very short. The mission statement should incorporate most of your values. You don't have to have the words exactly. It can be the idea. All right. So let's say one of your values is creativity. You don't have to say we're very creative. You can say, you know, we boldly go. All right. Where no person's gone before and joyfully share the map. So we boldly go. That means you have risk taking. We boldly go where no person's gone before. That means we're creative. We try and do things that other people haven't done. And joyfully share the map. We're very happy to share with other people what we create. The map is what we build. And the map is ever changing. Right? So we're flexible. And so that's my personal mission statement, right? To boldly go where no person's gone before and joyfully share the map. So that's why I created Supernova. That's why I share it eagerly with everybody. Our purpose at Supernova is to improve the client experience worldwide by improving the FA and the CA experience. All right, so it's really simple. My personal purpose statement is to release the human potential by choosing growth over fear, and by so doing, help others to do the same. So what does that mean? That means that fear is the biggest debilitator in life. And so if I choose growth over fear, I am choosing something that's going to help me. And by setting the example, which is the most powerful thing we can do, rather than just telling people, I will help them to do the same, to grow versus be debilitated by fear. So it's just kind of who you are and what you're trying to do. And think in terms of the client, not in terms of you guys. Okay? So what's in it for the client? What are you trying to do for them? What are your values in conjunction with their values? So you might be, let's take for example, we anticipate change and act on it on your behalf in order to give you peace of mind, right? I mean, peace of mind there's a book called the Philosophy of Money. It's Hermann Haussel. I just read it, just came out. And he contends that the psychology of money is such that it provides happiness. Well, I kind of disagree with him, okay? Now, I believe that sufficient money provides control. He says it provides control. And control, he contends, provides happiness. I think control gives you the ability to mitigate fear. I don't think it brings you happiness. I think it just simply eliminates fear, which makes you more content. What brings true happiness in my world is giving to help others, right? I mean, Christmas, we want to give presents. We get the joy of giving. Happiness is maybe the wrong term. To me, joy is what we're really after. And joy comes from giving and helping and supporting others. So you know that I do this for no salary, okay? I do it to raise money so that I can provide scholarships for kids that wouldn't otherwise go to school. And many times diverse kids, and now we're trying to provide internships for those kids so that they can get in our business and change their life of not only themselves, but their whole community. So, you know, we have a bigger purpose, and that's what brings me joy. you know, helping my granddaughter. That brings me joy. Teaching, coaching, helping. So that's me, okay? But that's joy. Joy doesn't come from money. Joy comes from the proceeds from money, the sense of lack of fear. When people don't have money, they are constantly in fear of something going wrong. So when you think about your mission statement, you really think about what you're really trying to accomplish to help people. What are you doing? What do you do every day to make their lives better? It has nothing to do with your, a SEMA or a CFP or a CFA, and it has nothing to do with, frankly, with managing money. It has to do with helping people to feel more secure in their lives so that they have peace and the ability to achieve joy in the end, right? That's what they care about. Just talk to a 70-year-old that's happy, or a 75 or an 80-year-old that's happy. And they will, that person has found peace and joy in giving. I will contend it's consistent. And when you find a crotchety old person, it's because they aren't giving, they aren't helping, they aren't coaching, they aren't teaching, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting worrying. Right? So how do you help your retirees? How do you help people during that? Interesting. I just read an article in Barron's on a gal I knew in Boston, who really worked for Dick Green and she's built a beautiful business. She's got $1.7 billion in assets. And all she talked about in the article was how she helped people during the transition to retirement. Not money, but the psychology of the transition from being busy, 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 important, important, important to nothing, right? And if they don't prepare for retirement, then they are going to go to nothing, which is depression. And so, you know, we have an obligation as consultants to teach people that they are going to, when they retire, things are going to change. And if they're not prepared for it, they're not going to have a great experience. So she talked about, you know, practicing retirement. Working 75% of the time, working 50% of the time, getting on boards, acting as a consultant, doing things and preparing for it so that you are ready. Now, some people, you know, have 15 hobbies and they can't wait to retire. Those aren't the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that obsess about their practice and their work, and they never want to retire because they don't know what the heck they're going to do. But eventually they have to, either they lose their health or something happens and they have to retire, and they're still not prepared, even though they know it's coming, even though they're in our business. I mean, you should see some of the worst cases are financial advisors that aren't prepared for retirement. We have the advantage of being able to gradually step into it. So we make that transition, but some people can't. So anyway, that's a real purpose, right? And that's something we have to help people with every day. And I know you guys do that, right? But helping business owners transition, sell their businesses, but getting ready for that transition. I had a team in Indianapolis that they had two psychologists on the transition, on their mastermind group, that help people with their transition into retirement when they're going to sell their business. So those are the things that, you know, I know when you're in the middle of chaos, you can't be thinking about those things, but those are the things that I want you to think about longer term so that your practice is so rewarding for you and your clients that you enjoy it even more than ever. Okay?
Okay. It's like our role is ever changing. We feel like we're counselors and tech people helping everybody.
Yeah, it used to be we were brokers, and now we're almost like life coaches. The first life coach actually was a financial advisor, was a broker.
The very first one that started that industry.
And so it's not a stretch to think of yourself as a life coach. And why not? You know, if you're a family office group and you're helping a wealthy family that has a couple billion dollars, then you really are a life coach, right? You're really helping that family make better decisions about everything. And we're not that far away from that. And a lot of people like to think of themselves as family office group for multiple families. Okay, so do your best. If you want, I can hold you account. I'll hold you accountable to your purpose, mission, and vision for the next time. And I hope you have your roles and responsibilities organized and structured and can report in on them based on those roles and responsibilities. I will give you that assignment. Do your best. That's where you should be. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.